So Hare Krishna, good morning. We will have a talk on Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami today, whose appearance day is now. And we will also talk on a philosophical point, which we feel is very important. And I thought I would give a start with the Bhagavatam verse and read and explain a little bit my philosophical point in this Bhagavatam verse, and then I will just go into a narrative of Gopal Bhatta Goswami's life, which has a lot to do with that particular point. Translation. Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. Purport. If realization of the absolute truth is the ultimate game of life, it must be carried out by all means. If anyone of the above-mentioned castes and orders of life, the four processes, namely glorifying, hearing, remembering, and worshipping, in any of the above-mentioned castes and orders of life, the four processes, namely glorifying, hearing, remembering, and worshipping, are general occupations. Without these principles of life, no one can exist. Activities of the living being involve engagements in these four different principles of life. Especially in modern society, all activities are more or less dependent on hearing and glorifying. Any man from any social status becomes a well-known man in human society within a very short time if he is simply glorified, truly or falsely, in the daily newspapers. Yes, for instance, in Germany I know football stars are certainly falsely glorified, but everyone knows them. Sometimes political leaders of a particular party are also advertised by newspaper propaganda, and by such a method of glorification, an insignificant man becomes an important man within no time. But such propaganda by false glorification of an unqualified person cannot bring about any good, either for the particular man or for the society. There may be some temporary reactions to such propaganda, but there are no permanent effects. Therefore, such activities are a waste of time. The actual object of glorification is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created everything manifested before us. We have broadly discussed this fact from the beginning of the Janmadyasya Shloka of this Bhagavatam. The tendency to glorify others or hear others must be turned to the real object of glorification, the Supreme Being, and that will bring happiness. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Vaskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadveta Gadadhara Rasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tasmadikina manasa bhagavat sattvatam patihi Shotavya kirtitavyascha Yeya pujascha nityada. Translation. Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. This one-pointed attention is actually the secret of success in yoga practice. And since Bhakti Yoga is a yoga or a form of connecting with the Supreme, the point of concentration also emerges in our practice of Bhakti Yoga. This one-pointed or single-minded attention is here referred to as ekena manasa. Sanskrit word is also ekatva. And Lord Krishna also talks about this one-pointed attention, or let us say concentration, in his very famous verse in the second canto of the Bhagavad Gita. I think we all know this. Vyayasa yatmika buddhiya ekeha gurunandana. Let me just find it for you. Does anyone know the number of the verse? Sorry? 41? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's... would like to read this to you. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one, O beloved child of the Kurus. The intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. It really says here that the devotee has fixed his intelligence on one aim, whereas the irresolute, that is those who don't have this fixed determination, have a many-branched intelligence. It is like a river which is branched into many. And we all know when a river has its waters in many branches, the current is not very strong. So if someone has fixed his intelligence on many purposes, he will not be very strong in whatever he does. He will be inconsequential and may do a little here, a little bit there, a little bit there. But it's not tivrena. Tivrena bhakti yogina. Tivrena means like a strong current. The example has been given by commentators of, for instance, of Mother Ganga, who has all her water together and is very strong. If you move up to Gangotri, you will see that the Himalayan mountains have huge boulders of stone thrown into the Ganga, in the current of the Ganga. You see big blocks of granite, maybe as high as the ceiling. But Mother Ganga is so powerful because she has all her water together in her riverbed. Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. that she can even remove these heavy boulders. And flows. This is what Krishna says his devotees have. They have such a fixed, concentrated type of intelligence that the result is very clearly visible in their lives. Their determination in Krishna consciousness will really move away all the obstacles out of their way. I don't know if you know, please don't become proud, but this Radhadesh community is often talked about in the ISKCON circles as a community which has one purpose in mind, that is to spread Krishna consciousness and to have educational programs and seminars and conventions and many visitors throughout the year. It is talked like we talk outside of Belgium like this about your place. And it is said due to the single-minded concentration of the community and its leaders, all obstacles have been removed, and there is a guest house and a restaurant and a plan to build a big college and so on. But this is the rumors about this community, that it is one-pointed and single-mindedly. You might like to hear this a little bit from the rumor kitchen. I don't mean to say it sarcastically. I know how it is. It's very interesting sometimes to hear what other people say about us. Oh yes, they're saying like this. We feel like this. But I feel as a guest to your community, certainly the Shakti is here. There are at least a few very concentrated devotees here. And the blessings of Radha Gopinath, and therefore this community is prospering, and you see it externally also. You see always an addition of a new building, a new project, a new thing. It's very nice. Whereas I can say in the place where I am based, this single-minded attention is not there by the devotees. They all have many have their own purposes in their minds, and therefore the community is not yet what it will become in the future. It is on the way to this, and we will reach our goals depending on whether it will be possible for the devotees to concentrate their attention and their mind and become one-pointed in the service of their beloved deities. So this becoming concentrated or giving full attention is a very important point, and I would like to discuss this a little bit from the Gita, and then I would show you how this comes also in the life of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and how the most amazing result came from his concentration. First of all, it is not always easy for a conditioned soul to concentrate his mind on one point. The difficulty is that the mind is always, moving through this world like a scanner to find interesting things which the mind either accepts, oh, this is very nice, or rejects, oh, this is very bad. The mind is, in other words, by its nature, not easily fixed. It is moving between acceptance and rejectance. You know this yourself. On the mental platform, if you practice Krishna consciousness, sometimes you like it and sometimes you criticize it like hell, your life. This is on the mental platform. It is unfortunately the sign of a not yet fixed mind. Therefore, Lord Krishna in very clear language, tells his devotees that you must concentrate your mind. He says, one must deliver himself with the help of his mind and not degrade himself. In other words, Lord Krishna points out, here's a danger. The mind can apparently degrade you. In other words, go against your own best interest. He makes it very clear. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. Then Lord Krishna gives a solution how to control this mind, but I will not give it at this moment. I will put you in a suspense loop for a while. The mind must be fixed. This in bhakti yoga or any yoga, we are just trying to be yogis for 5 weeks, and hopefully some of us will carry it into preaching Krishna consciousness to the ever-growing community of those who are interested in yoga and can be made easily interested in bhakti yoga. We have learned the method of traktaka to concentrate the mind. In traktaka, you fix the mind on one object, for instance, a burning candle, which you are supposed to put up in the heights of your eyes, and you look at it and nothing else, and you look at it and nothing else, nothing else, don't look at anything else. And then you close the eyes, and you will see how the burning candle appears before your inner vision. The aim has been reached. The mind is so concentrated that even when the eyes are closed, the burning candle is there. It sees nothing else than the burning candle. Or I read in Prema Padip that there is the Shiva Sanghita, a book attributed to Lord Shiva, who talks about yoga. Lord Shiva recommends a practice of concentration, and he says, when you have mastered this practice, you attain deathlessness. What you do is, you go on a sunny day out, and you look at your shadow. You look at nothing else than your shadow, not even the birds or the flowers or your another person who may be with you. You just look at the shadow, and to be particular, at the neck of the shadow. And then the mind withdraws from everything else. It doesn't think about its problems any longer. It thinks only about the shadow, or to be more precise, the neck of the shadow. Then, my dear devotees, now it gets advanced. This was for the beginners. Then the yoga practitioner is encouraged to move his vision away from the shadow and look into the sky. Now, because his mind has been trained to only see the shadow or the neck of the shadow, what he will see when he turns in the sky is the shadow. You have understood the principle. You are so much fixed, in other words. And with such a fixed mind, you can make advancement in the yoga practice. It's almost, you know, let us go now to us Westerners, when we fall in love. I don't know if it has ever happened to you. It happened to me. Then, at this moment, the mind becomes fixed by strong emotions on that lovable object, for instance, the pizza. When you have fallen in love with the pizza, you see a pizza everywhere. Or maybe you want to have a certain car, and you just car. Or you think of anything. Also, of course, also persons. And this happens when the mind becomes fixed. So in bhakti yoga, We are not really looking so much at our shadows and also not at candles, although we may sometimes use these methods to fix ourselves. But the real practice to become ekena manasa, of firm and one-pointed, is pointed out here in our by the Bhagavad Gita. It says, Bhagavatam. It says, therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should do four practices. And by these four practices, I'm interpreting this verse a little, this amazing results in your spiritual life will come. One should hear about, concentrated. I'm looking at this moment at Jai Gopal, if he's still with us. Oh, yeah. Oh, a great achievement. Usually he is by now out. So one should constantly hear about, then one should glorify, talk about Krishna. Remember, the Sanskrit word is dhyaya. Dhyaya means also meditate. And then puja, do puja, worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. When the mind of the sadhaka does this, the mind at the beginning is chitta. Chitta means disturbed. Oh, when you hear about you, the mind disturbs. But at the ultimate point, it becomes ekatva. Ekatva means fixed on Krishna. If you hear about, glorify Krishna, meditate about him, or remember him, and worship him, then you will become one-pointed in your attention. And Krishna will appear in your heart. You might ask yourself the question, Sachinanda Swami, be realistic, how will this happen, please? Can you talk about any principles behind this? How will Krishna appear in my heart if I just fix my mind on these four processes? You must know, in this universe, there's one principle. And really, I would now say something, some of you will laugh now. We can now show you the door to this principle, but you have to walk the path yourself. This principle is explained in the Katha Upanishad. It means nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. In English language, there is one eternal amongst all eternals, and one conscious being, the supreme conscious being amongst all the other conscious beings. That's us. And what is his function? What has he been doing since time immemorial? He has supplied the desires of the many. Whenever a person in this material world walks through this door, that is, he desires something very strongly, it is bound to happen, because the Supreme Eternal or the Super Soul makes this whole material universe move in a way as to fulfill that particular desire. Talking now in devotee language, Prabhus Amartatis, our life will become blissful if our desires become one-pointed and we walk through that door and we really desire this. If we become one-pointed in our attention and want to do this, it happens. I want to give something, some example from our yoga practice. Every morning we do this power yoga, and we are told by our instructor, the muscles are not moving you. You just have to fix your mind on your breath, called the subtle energy within the breath. It's called the prana. And then the prana will float your body up. I have not been successful to point all my attention in this direction, but once I did it, I was told it was not power yoga, it was powered out yoga for me. I was almost dying, and then I thought, okay, your muscles are not moving you, Sachinanand Swami. They are anyways not present at the present moment. You just fix your mind on whatever this is, prana. And I thought, I watched my leg going up and my arms going up. It was for a moment the concentration was there. Prabhus and Madhajis, if we would be so concentrated on the orders of our spiritual master and on Radha Gopinath, we would see wonders in this life at this moment. Our problem is Bahu Shaka Chanantascha. We are many branched in our desires. We desire many things. Your lecturer is, by the way, no exception. I know. If I only could do this. I'm praying. I'm really praying for help to just take this mental energy and fix it. And then wonderful things. Because this is how the universe functions. When Krishna sees this, something will happen. Now, you will not all like to believe me so easily, and I will therefore read you a verse. It's a very famous verse, but Hridaya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would you mind to give me your celebrated glasses, because yours are a little stronger than mine? Do you have them here? Because I saw very easily with your glasses, but not with these glasses. You are the true friend of conditioned living entities. Yeah, this is really the best glasses. Bhagavan Sarvabhuteshu Lakshita Svatmana Harihi Drishya Bhutyadi Dhirdush Trashta Lakshane Anuma Pakai. The personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is in every living being, along with the individual soul. This fact is perceived and hypothesized in our acts of seeing and taking help from the intelligence. In other words, yes, we have all an intelligence, and we take help from this intelligence, and this intelligence is supplied to us by the personality of Godhead. So it says here in the purport, so if we stick to our determination and pray for the mercy of the director of intelligence, sitting within the same bodily tree, like a bird sitting with another bird, certainly the purport of the revealed information in the Vedas becomes clear to our vision, and there is no difficulty in realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. I would like to summarize this long sentence. If you stick to your determination and just pray to Krishna in the heart, he will certainly give you enlightenment about the purport of the Vedas, and ultimately you will have no difficulty in realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You must simply stick to your determination. And this determination is not so easy to come by. Prabhupada closes his purport by saying, the intelligent men, therefore, after many births of such use of intelligence, finally surrenders himself at the lotus feet of Vasudev, as confirmed by the Bhagavad Gita 7.19. So, is what we should do. Connect with the Lord in our heart, and then the Lord will give us intelligence how to go about in our lives. He will say, do this, do that, do this. There is this verse which we have in the 10th chapter of the Gita, I believe, Tesham Satatad Yoktanam Bhajatam Pritipovakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamang Upayantite. Krishna says about his devotees that he gives them the intelligence, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, by which they will certainly come to him. It's only important that that we become a little bit one-pointed in our lives. So an example of this is our Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who has a very, very wonderful revelation of Lord Krishna by his strong desires. He worshipped Shalagram Shilas, and the day of Nrisimha Chaturdasi was approaching. He felt in his heart, my dear Lord, it is so nice that you have come in Shila form to me, but I wish to decorate you with ornaments. I want to place a crown upon your head and a flute into your hands. Please manifest in a form in which I can sufficiently dress and ornament you. A little earlier, a merchant had come by and had given him a huge bunch of beautiful golden ornamented cloth. And he accepted the cloth, but he thought in his mind, what can I do? The Lord has not appeared yet in a form to me. I mean, this cloth, how do I decorate the shilas with cloth? You know, I just put a little cloth and this is not very decorative, actually. So, this great desire in his mind, and also unhappiness, he went to sleep. Next morning he came and wanted to do his Shila Puja, but in the little basket in which he had kept the Shilas overnight, it was like a basket bed, if you so want, he found not the Shilas, but the Lord had manifested in a very, very beautiful form to him. He immediately called out Rupa and Sanatan. Rupa and Sanatan, come! Something has happened, a miracle. The Lord has come. When the two Goswamis, the leaders of the six Goswamis, saw that Lord, they gave him the name, you are the most beautiful Radharaman. So this deity is amazing. I have talked to the pujaris, and the pujaris have told me this deity is alive. Sometimes this deity has closed lips, and other times he has opened lips and shows his teeth when he smiles. Now please don't think this is entirely subjective. There are pictures with cameras, and I have seen a picture with Radharaman having closed lips, and I have similarly also seen pictures with smiling lips, and and teeth.
Little, beautiful, sweet teeth.
Amazing, isn't it? The Lord has, in other words, revealed himself according to that strong, concentrated desire of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Chaitanya Charitamrita writes, Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the 47th branch, was one of the great and exalted branches of the Chaitanya tree. He always engaged in discourses about love of Godhead in the company of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada in his purport gives us a lot of information about this most wonderful devotee, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is the fully concentrated devotee. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was the son of Venkata Bhatta, a resident of Sri Rangam. Gopal Bhatta formerly belonged to the disciplic succession of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, but later became part of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. In the year 1433, Shakabda, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring South India, he stayed for 4 months during the period of Chaturmasya at the house of Venkata Bhatta, who then got the opportunity to serve the Lord to his heart's content. Gopal Bhatta also got the opportunity to serve the Lord at this time. Now, this was not the first contact of Gopal Bhatta with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, when he was very small, maybe 3 years of age, he once saw the most beautiful sannyasi appearing in his vision. This sannyasi was intoxicated with love. He stumbled around, he had very long arms, and he would helplessly cry and shout out, Krishna, Krishna. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta as a little boy, had seen this and had become electrified by the vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that Gopal Bhatta is from the Vrindavan associates, in other words, in the eternal Krishna Leela, he is either Guna Manjari or Ananga Manjari, and they don't want to see their Lord as a sannyasi. The gopis and the sakis don't have this intention to see their Krishna with shaved head taking one meal a day. They want him to be, they want to, that he enjoys. They don't feel happy with the sannyas vision of the Lord. So Gopal saw this, and then he all of a sudden saw the sannyasi transform into a beautiful grihastha vesh. This is Bhakti Ratnaka. And he saw him performing his Navadvipa pastimes. What are his Navadvipa pastimes? He would do Harinam, he would visit his devotees, he would eat sufficiently, so on and so forth. He saw this beautiful Mahaprabhu dancing, and his hair was looking like the hair of Cupid. See the beautiful descriptions. Lord Chaitanya has a top knot and then some kunda and some very nice kunda flowers draped like this. If you come to Karuna Bhavan and Gaura Bhavani has put this decoration, you will be able to see this in the deity of Sadbhuja Mahaprabhu. Beautiful. I'm a little impractical. It goes a very nice decoration. And you cannot compare him with the god of love. when you see him. It's not a good comparison, because the God of love agitates the heart, but when you see the beautiful Gauranga Dayal Nitai, when you see the beautiful Gauranga, your heart is not agitated. It is pacified and blissed out. To say it in ISKCON words. You can also not compare this, the face of Lord Gauranga with the moon. It is not correct to do this, because the moon has spots, but the beautiful smiling face of Lord Gauranga is spotless. And you also cannot compare this Lord with Brihaspati due to his knowledge. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would explain the scriptures at this time and so on, because Brihaspati is very arrogant usually because of his knowledge, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so humble that he is serving his devotees. So Gopa Bhatta saw all this, and then that form changed into a sannyasi again. A few years later, when he was 5 years old, says Prabhupada, this was his age, this scene happened, which we have heard about in the purport. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to South India, went into the temple of Sri Ranganath and danced to his heart content and infected all the people who were there with ecstatic love of Godhead. And Gopal Bhatta saw that this sannyasi, who had changed the whole atmosphere in the Sri Rangam temple, was the same personality as he had seen in that vision. Gopal was very, very happy. He was a little young, and he was more happy when this sannyasi stayed for 4 months. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 4 months at the house of Venkata Bhatta, and he had one particular service at that time. He would come to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and massage his feet. In a little five, do we have a 5 years old boy that we can see how Hridaya Chaitanya's children are now unfortunately older, so we can't see them, but they're very sweet when they're so young, isn't it? They are sweet also now. That is not the point. But when I remember little Nimai, everyone would just... What? Come. Come. So you are 5 years old? Wonderful. Thank you very much. You will get a garland today because it's Gopal Bhatta's appearance day. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. You may go now to your mother if you so wish. Yes. This is the age in which the little boy was doing his massages. Yes. Very sweet, very charming. You could see our Matajis, where all the hearts were melting. Oh, such a nice... This is very natural, where the Mataji sees such a little boy. It says, also the man's heart. Ooh. So young Gopal served the Lord by massages. Now the Lord at that time decided to show his extra mercy to his family. He perceived a little pride in Venkata Bhatta. You must know one thing. Krishna and Lord Chaitanya also, they do not like one thing in their devotees. And that is when the devotees are pride. There's a Sanskrit verse in the 10th canto where it said that Lord Krishna smashes the pride of his devotees. This is what he does. I don't know if you have already noticed sometimes that when you are proud, you get something happens, and then after some time, you just cannot maintain your pride any longer. Something happens, and you look like, oops, Hare Krishna, I understand, I'm very insignificant. Thank you, my Lord, for making this extremely clear to me. this I think we all have noticed, that Krishna is very reliable in smashing the pride of even his neophyte devotees, what to speak of. So he saw Venkata, that Venkata was thinking, oh, I'm worshipping Narayan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worships Krishna, but Narayan is better than Krishna. Why? Because Narayan never took birth. He's birthless. It's very clear. But Krishna was born to Devaki. My Narayan is even better than Lord Ramachandra. Because even Ramachandra took birth. You know, Kaushalya and is his mother Kaushalya and Dasharatha, right? Kaushalya, yes. So my Lord Narayan is truly Aja. Aja means not born. Of course, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this. And he one day came to him and said, Venkata Bhatta, I have a question. If your Lord Narayan is superior to other forms of God, why does Lakshmi, the wife of Narayan, want to have association with Krishna in Vrindavan? And why does she do so many austerities to do this? And Venkata Bhatta said, this is not a problem. My Lord Narayan is also Krishna. And as Krishna, from the perspective of rasa, he has more rasas, 5 rasas, whereas my Lord Narayan is not engaging in with his devotees in 5 rasas. He's stopping at 2.5 rasas because he is very cultured and very removed. He has his private atmosphere. So it's all right. Krishna is a form of Narayan. Lakshmi is not unchaste, if you wanted to say this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have another question. Why was Lakshmi not successful in if Krishna is inferior to Narayan? Why was she not successful to get the association of Krishna? Venkata Bhatta said, you have asked already one question. That's enough. I don't know. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to him that Lord Krishna is the highest form of the Lord because he has all the different relationships with his devotees, including the Madhurya Ras. And in order to get that, to overcome this, one has to overcome his, get to Krishna in the Vrindavan atmosphere. One has to overcome his identifications and has to become a servant of the gopis. And because Lakshmi could not do this, she could never meet Lord Krishna. So, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very ecstatic preaching, the whole family turned into Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They were Ramanujas. They were worshipping the Aishwarya aspect of the Lord and forgot about the Madhurya aspect of the Lord. And but in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association, they learned this and became Gaudiyas. Gopa Bhatta Goswami was later initiated by his uncle, the great sannyasi, Prabodhananda Sarasvati. Both the father and mother of Gopal Bhatta Goswami were extremely fortunate, for they decided their entire lives, no, they dedicated their entire lives to the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They allowed Gopal Bhatta Goswami to go to Vrindavan, and they gave up their lives thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga, Gauranga. Like this, they gave up their lives. And wonderful. So they said, when we have left our bodies, our son, you please go to Vrindavan and you please serve in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was informed by Rupa and Sanatana Goswami when Gopal Bhatta arrived in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very careful. He wrote a letter and he said, please take care of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who's so wonderful, as your own son. You must take care of him. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was again so satisfied with Gopal Bhatta Goswami that he sent his own seat, it is a wooden seat, like this, and his cloth to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and both of this can be still seen in the Radharaman temple. In fact, in the Zurich temple, the devotees, by some transcendental trickery, have managed to obtain a little piece of cloth from the cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was given by Mahaprabhu to Gopal Bhatta. You can have darshan of this little piece of cloth on the Zurich temple altar. Correct? You don't know? I know. And by some transcendental trickery, I have got a little piece from that cloth also. Hare Krishna. What was special about Gopal Bhatta Goswami that he got so much the milos, the mercy? I can only speculate about one thing, that he was extremely humble, although he was very, very qualified. That Lord had come to him. His humbleness can be seen from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Before Krishnadas Kaviraj actually went about writing the biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, the book which was to become the biography of Mahaprabhu, he felt very unqualified, and he knew, I need blessings to do this. So he went to all the Vaishnavas and asked them to have their blessings. And he also came to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. This is Krishna. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami took permission from all the Vaishnavas before writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is from the purport of Prabhupada, Gopal Bhatta Goswami also gave him his blessings. But he requested him not to mention his name in the book. He didn't want to be written in his name. He didn't want that his name appeared in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned Gopal Bhatta Goswami only very cautiously in one or two passages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This was Gopal Bhatta Goswami, extremely humble. Imagine if there would be, you know, wouldn't you like to have your name in the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Hridaya Chaitanya, this would be something, you know. And if there would be, and you, you know, imagine this, Rasa Paraina, imagine your name in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It would be very auspicious, you know, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he said, no. I am nothing. I'm very insignificant. I don't deserve that my insignificant, useless fallen name is put in that book with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his great associates. Yes. Okay, this is something about Gopabhatta Goswami. He is the author of several literatures, Hari Bhakti Vilas. He took that work from the Sanatana Goswami had written it, and he was asked to edit it and compile it. And do you know that his notes, which he brought, were actually used by Jiva Goswami to bring out the Satsandhavas? But Gopabhatta Goswami again requested Jiva Goswami, don't mention from where you have these ideas. I don't want to be mentioned. I read this. In the pastimes of Lord Krishna, he was Ananga Manjari. Sometimes it is also said, he is also said to have been an incarnation of Guna Manjari. Srinivas Acharya and Gopinath Pujari were two of his disciples. Yes, Hare Krishna. So, let us come to our philosophical point. Let us come back. Concentration. There is where this is how the Lord will appear in our lives. Gopabhatta Goswami and how Radha Raman appeared before him is as just a wonderful proof, or let us say a wonderful example, really, for this principle. Let me read to you. Yes, it's the end. Again, the verse. Tasmat ekena manasa bhagavan sadvatam pati shrotavya kirtitavyascha dyeya pujascha nityada. Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. Yes. Hare Krishna. Is there other questions regarding these points? Wouldn't it be nice if we could just concentrate ourselves entirely on Krishna? Krishna. Samahatma Sudulaba. The moment this is there, for this you are supposed to take sannyas. Oh, I don't want to spoil your morning by lamenting, but this is what sannyas is about. Body, mind, words and deeds should be totally concentrated on Krishna. Oh, Krishna, we need prayers. We need much more blessings. May you all bless this very, very unhappy lecturer. Give him your full mercy. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.